Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Join us. My name is Ken Page.
And my name is Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is why are we here on Earth? We're also going to be discussing subconscious patterns and energetic programs. Oh, and stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we're going to provide you with two simple energetic clearing techniques. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can always visit our website, which is www.kenpage.com. Welcome. So, why are we here on Earth? For years, those are the questions that our clients have been asking us. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Why in the world would I pick a planet and a lifetime that has so much pain or so much suffering? So, we think that perhaps the better question would be, are we creators or are we victims? Now, we know most people believe and behave that they are victims, because it's hard for them to believe that they would purposely create the things that happen to them. As creators, we believe that we're here on Earth so that we can master all the conditions that we, as humans, have placed on Earth, on love. The situations that we create in our lives allow us all the opportunities to master these conditions, the conditions that we have placed on what love is and how love should be. We believe that we return here to Earth over and over until we do master all the conditions that we've placed on love. Remember, Earth is a duality. It consists of love at one pole and hate at the other. And in between this realm are all the other dualities. You know, war, peace, joy, anguish, hope, despair, happiness, sadness. So if we're here on Earth to master unconditional love, do we have to master love's duality called hate? What do you think, Ken?
Well, you know, I've looked at this for about 20 years, so I think if I started what I thought, it'd probably take about 20 years to give you an answer. But I'll try to be very brief. You know, the whole thing about we have the ability not just to heal ourselves, but to heal our past. Now, how would we do that? If we have been creators along our journey, and we don't really know what that means, but along our journey of this life and past, we have the ability to heal ourselves and our past because we were creators in that realm. So everything that's ever happened to us or to people around us, we have the ability to change because of the compassion that we have achieved by the experience. See, once you've had an experience, you're not judgmental. But if you haven't had that experience, we seem to judge other people or their experiences. So this whole thing about being a creator. But what the hard part about it is, who in the heck would ever think that we would create some of the things that we have been victimized by? Or is that the way we learn? By having a reflection of that part. Now, the other part that I looked at that I think is equally important that we have to look at, because these are two things that are so valuable. If you can learn these two things in metaphysics, you would get everything else. The second one is, are we one or are we separate? Now think about that. And I know in metaphysics they say we're one, but are you one with everything? Are you one with hate or anger or hurt or pain or sadness? We are, most of us say we're only one with the good things and we're separate from the bad things.
Well, that's a pretty hard thing to accept. You know, if I'm going to say I'm one, I do want to be one with the good things. Wouldn't all of us just want to be one with the good things? But what is the real meaning of oneness? Being one is everything in creation is part of me, and I am part of it. That means I'm already part of all the stuff we don't want to be one with. And there sure is a heck of a lot of stuff out there that I don't want near me. I don't want to have to energetically engage with it. I don't want to have to be part of it. So therefore, yeah, most people would say, I'm one, but I'm one with love, and I'm one with light, and I'm one with the good stuff. That's all I want.
And what happens, unfortunately, is when we're separate from something, that's what it seems that we attract, whatever we're separate from. So that's another kind of shocking. Is that true? Let's hope it's not. But remember, anything that I'm separate from, it appears that I keep attracting in my life. Because if I can find oneness, I can change that vibration of duality, or that vibration that maybe it separates us from Creator. Maybe Creator is one, and anything we're separate from, we separate ourselves from Creator. So these kind of questions I've asked over and over for 20 years, and I just keep getting different answers, because some of the answers I get from my clients and the way they perceive something. And, of course, they perceive it in a way that I never looked at it. And that's really the beauty in how we learn is with through each other.
When we are talking about oneness and when we are talking about what we hear from our clients, everyone in their altered state or their higher self state or their semi-conscious or semi-conscious, I like that word, in their semi-conscious state where their conscious mind is partially asleep and they're aware of so many additional things that are outside themselves they might not be aware when they're in their full conscious self. That's the part of us that says, well, yeah, I came here to learn love, and I came here, my purpose is something along the lines of love. That's why I'm here. That would be my job. I would either be here to serve people and help them find love, or I would be here to love. Or those are all the factors that we have heard our clients say over the years when we ask them about, why did you come here?
Now, one of the things here, I said, we believe we're here on Earth to master all the conditions we as humans place on love. So let's just, for example, say we come from this reality of creation, and we pick parents that reflect our issues so we can learn about it. And let's say we come in to learn love or compassion or play or creativity or whatever it is, some form of vibrant life. But our experiences after we're birthed start to become different than what we came in. And pretty soon there is conflict, and pretty soon there is this type of energy and this type of energy. Now, this is so important, because this is what we've come to find in our work. People have a subconscious program that is different than what they come in to learn. So they come in to learn love, and what they've experienced is pain or betrayal or mistrust. And pretty soon, it starts to be confusing. So I ask a question at the end of my work to the clients in the subconscious state. And I ask the question, how much energy subconsciously are you using to keep yourself out of love? And the average person says 90%. Now think about it, 90. Even if it's 50 or 40, it's so much. Then they say, how much energy you use to keep yourself from your power? And they'll say the same thing. Then I'll ask, how much energy are you using to hide so nobody knows you? And they say the same amount. Now, if we're using any part of us to keep ourselves out of love, any part to keep ourselves from our power and to hide, that also filters our connection to the creative force. And so we keep creating the type of patterns we've had in our life to have love. And that seems to make it is so silly, but underneath our subconscious, we're kind of backwards in what we think we need. So we attract to us whatever the opposite of what we love. You see that, Nancy?
Well, many of the subconscious patterns, like we were talking about earlier, why did I come here? What am I here to learn? What's my purpose? Why am I here on Earth? It allows us to also determine Is there something else to our experience other than just this life? And are there even things called past lives? So after thousands of past life regressions, one of the things that we've found is that there's a lot of answers to that question. So whether our past life is linear or whether we are experiencing holographic realities, it doesn't seem that either one of those needs to be discovered, whether it's linear or holographic. The main information is our subconscious mind has created a story that helps us look at and understand what's present in our life today. So basically, everything that we've ever experienced in all of our past or holographic, other dimensional self lives, everything that's unresolved, we brought right here to this time in this present life, and that's what we're having to experience. So if we've found dualities in other experiences, other life experiences of, I came to learn about love and I ended up learning about pain, what did we bring here? We brought with us to this life, it's not safe to love, it's going to cause me pain. It's not safe to take my power, I'm going to get killed for it. It's not safe to be who I am because maybe I'll get burned or executed or put in prison or abandoned or rejected. But all of those emotions we bring with us as well. And just as Ken said earlier, we keep attracting people to us, people and circumstances that allow us to look at all of those patterns. They allow us to determine in our present-day conscious mind, okay, is this something I need to look at for myself?
You know, one of the things I found in my work, and I know you found it in yours, that one of the most challenging words in our whole life is love. So how do you know how to love more than you've been loved? Now I've never had anybody answer that to me. How do you know how to love more than you've been loved? You only know as much as you've been loved. So is that what we're attracted to? So do we attract ourselves to people that love us more or less than we love ourselves? And the answer, you wouldn't believe it, I hear the most, is we attract people that we can teach how to love, or they love us less. So we teach them how to love, and we spend time with them, and we give it. But they can never love us more than we've loved them. So pretty soon we feel like they never really loved us.
Well, their version of love is different. Remember, love's just an emotion. Love is a different meaning for every single individual based on their experiences of love and how they've been loved and how they've received love and how they have learned to love or not learned to love or accept love or been rejected by love. So that emotion is a very factor in how others are going to accept or reject our love as well, because it is just an emotion.
You know, one of the things about love is how many times you have to love yourself before you believe it. And one of the things we'll be sharing with you at the end of the our program is how to love yourself more. Do you know if you loved yourself 1% more than you love right now, your entire reality would change because you would attract a different kind of energy or people to you. And one of the things also I thought that was really important as I was preparing for this radio show was the whole thing about there seems to be four brain states that we are hardwired when we are little. And when I say little people, I mean 3 or 2, when we don't have any abilities whatsoever emotionally to handle these things. And the first brain state is so important because it's the brain state whether it's safe, whether we feel safe to be here. So how many of us feel safe to be here when we were growing up? How many of us had trouble with our parents or our brothers or somebody around us? How many of us felt safer to watch ourselves outside ourselves than to be in our own body? And then have we been looking for ourselves in other people? And so I hear those questions over and over and those answers.
So basically, when we're very small and we have an event or a circumstance that doesn't feel good, even if it's not traumatic, but it could be, a part of us wants to just get out of our body and just say, okay, I'm going to watch this because it's too painful for me to experience it. And then we search our rest of our life for that little missing piece.
And eventually what we realize, well, we in our 20s or 30s, that there's a part of us missing. Now, the second state is whether it's safe to take our power. And remember, here we are, it's just a little person, and all of a sudden, it's not safe to take our power because of the kind of energetics around us, and we give it away. And it seems that we keep giving it away our whole life. And then all of a sudden, we give it to somebody, and they start using it against us in some ways. And then we get so upset that we literally will not touch it or use it. And it starts to affect our creativity and our abundance and what we attract, taking on power. Now, the third brain state is another one that, well, this is my was my issue. It happened to me when I was a little guy. It happened whether I was smart or dumb. And it has nothing to do with intelligence, because you could be a genius. It could be you could just treat it as you were not smart, or you were dumb, or you were not good, or you were bad, and it sat in. And so what it does today as a grown-up is you can do something and accomplish something, but it never seems good enough. It's like you're competing with yourself to be better. And it's so, it wears you out.
It makes for a really tough life experience when we grow up thinking, oh, I'm not smart. I didn't get this right. I didn't do that right. So we're continually looking for the perfection in ourselves. And what that does in our daily life is we have to keep looking for that perfection in everything. And there, again, goes another issue that we deal with, and that's the power and control issue. If I can control how I'm experiencing and how I'm showing, then maybe everyone else will think that I am smart versus I think that I am not smart or I'm dumb.
Yes. And then the fourth brain state, and this one here I'm a little reluctant to talk about, but nevertheless we should, and that's the whole state of balancing the male and female. And that usually happens with the first time that we make love or the first time we're in an intimate relationship. There, we are hardwired with a certain amount of energetics or dynamics or projections, and it sets in us. And what that means is, if we don't have a like energy in the future, whether that's 10 years from that time, if we don't have a like energy, it doesn't seem to really please us, or we're not happy. And therefore, we keep attracting some really dynamic relationships.
Now, we are going to be talking about balancing the male and female template, balancing relationships in some of our other shows. So you'll need to stay tuned to HealthyLife.net and our own website for the announcements of what's going to come next on our shows.
And in case you can't wait to that, you need to go on our website, because on our website we have those, we have that information there for you to get. And if you want to send us questions or any questions you have about that, we will try to answer them in our show or try to send you back. And that's www.kenpage.com. We have all the information. Now, the other thing I want to look at is, again, it's hard to realize our abilities. It's hard to look at ourselves any larger than we feel our abilities allow us. There's so many things holding us. Now, Nancy and I, we work all over the world in some of the most depressed and strangest kind of environments or cultures. Okay, it's not like just the United States. It's totally different. And I know our listeners go all over the place. And so what we want to do is share with you every single issue people have, and they come to us. It's about relationships. It's about people not listening, or it's about they've given up on them, or it's about they've just surrendered. And Nancy, want to talk about that?
Well, as far as surrendering in relationship, yes, that's what something we're going to talk about in the next segment of our show. We're going to also be dealing with subconscious patterns. So we want you to stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Remember, to sum up what we've just been talking about, we've come to Earth lifetime after lifetime, and eventually we do experience everything that's been created. And by experiencing that, we can learn unconditional compassion for others without judgment.
If If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
This is The Way It Works, and I'm Ken Page and Nancy Nestor here, and today we're talking about subconscious patterns. We've just been talking about why we're here on Earth, so this is kind of a lead-in to this. So Nancy, would you go ahead and take this part?
Well, when we were discussing why we're here on Earth, we were addressing the subconscious patterns that many of us have learned over perhaps linear lifetimes or holographic lifetimes. And it's apparent on some level that we came to Earth to learn and to master, and we may have forgotten it. And so even if we don't consciously remember what our lessons are, they're still going to energetically be drawn to us, because whatever we're going to attract in our relationships, and relationships are personal relationships, intimate relationships, familial relationships, business relationships, every interaction that we have, that's going to reflect the condition that we are here to master. Those are going to be direct representations of what we need to look at. They're going to come right back in our face. So one of the subconscious patterns might be our manifesting being human and picking our parents. Now, not many people would admit that they chose their parents, but we did. We choose our parents because vibrationally or energetically, they reflect the best role model for what we have to learn. So, for example, my mother was about power and control. That's a subconscious pattern that I have to look at in this present-day life. My father is a loving, caring, generous individual. That's another issue that I get to look at. So most of us have only a few conditions left to understand in our lifetimes, but then we get to test ourselves over and over by magnetically attracting people that reflect those issues back to us, just like mirrors. Our subconscious mind looks for those energy patterns that we need, and they, the people that we attract, exhibit those patterns so that we can look at ourselves again.
Well, I think that the biggest challenge with these patterns is, do we become addicted to them? if we've had something happen in our life for 10, 20, I don't know how many years or months or whatever, do we get addicted to that energy until even we're not aware of it? And if all of a sudden we're addicted to this kind of person or these kind of dynamics, and we don't catch it until, 5 years, 10 years, that's even what it is, or they remind us of somebody in our past. So it's really important. Now, one of the things that, if you just take, I hear it over and over, and one of the biggest issues is power and control. How do we take our power, and are we being controlled? And maybe we take controlling people, and they keep, and we hear this, I have a trouble with my boss, I have trouble with this person, and it's all about our power. And if you should take your power in front of somebody who has been taking your power, they will do anything they can to you to take it away. Because it's almost like it intimidates them, or they become afraid that you're going to become more powerful. So these are addictive patterns we get into, and many of you can name off all kinds of them that you can see yourself in or around.
Well, some of the other subconscious patterns that we don't recognize is, why do I keep picking the same kind of person to love? The same kind of person, and exhibits over and over again. Oh, this person's done this to me. This person's done that to me. These types of relationships help guide us on our path, actually, to mastering unconditional love here on Earth. But the unconditional love is not for someone else. It's for ourselves. And that's the challenge that most people find, is that it's easier for us to love somebody else than it is to love ourselves. It's much easier for me to accept someone as they are, or as we think they are, than for me to even just accept myself.
And what happens if we get to a certain age, I don't know what age that is, where we give up on some of these intimate relationships or being with somebody? And let's say we go away and we go someplace where there aren't many people around us. And this seems to we work these dynamics out with our animals or with nature or with us visiting the neighbors. So we keep attracting it to us, even if we don't even want to look at that kind of energy.
Subconscious patterns can come to us and be revealed to us in all forms, in all different ways. Remember, we're going to have to look at every one of our subconscious patterns and get to the place where we understand them on all four levels of our being.
And what are those levels?
Emotions, our emotional level, our mental level, our spiritual level, and our physical level.
And which level do you think is the most difficult?
Oh, emotional. I mean, that's got to be one of the hardest things, because that affects us in every way that it affects our spirituality. Our emotions are the overlay of everything that we understand. Our life experience is just an experience, but it's our emotions to every circumstance and every situation that create the dynamics that we live with. And those emotions come from the subconscious patterns that are trapped in that emotional body.
And so this is true for Nancy and her experiences. In my experience, it's the spiritual level that's most difficult because of our ideas about spirituality or what we know. So it's the realm I know or I consider, but I have to know the bigger picture. And what is the bigger picture of spirituality? How big is it? And if I'm coming from some idea or some belief, does that narrow that information? So in a way, probably everyone is challenging in its own way. I know people physically have have a hard time seeing that when they have problems, or they've created some, or they have something happening to them in their life physically. They can't get past the physical into even the other types of realms of knowing. But it's very, very important that you understand it on all four levels, or it will continue in your life.
Mastering the conditions that we've placed on love includes understanding all of our life experiences, all of our lessons, everything that comes to us, everything that reflects us. So we come to Earth to learn or to teach some form of love. We find ourselves with the duality that sets the subconscious pattern, And that's what we're dealing with in our life experiences. Well, stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net Radio, because in the next segment today, we're going to be discussing the energetic programs. We touched on them already, like it's not safe to be who I am and it's not safe to take up my power. So we'll be back in a moment.
www.kinpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. And we're here today, and we've been talking about why we're here on Earth, and then subconscious patterns. And now we're going to be talking about energetic programs that we're wearing and have imprinted us. So, Nancy, you got that?
Energetic programs that we're wearing sounds like a bad clothes day or plaid versus stripes, but actually what it is are the ideas, the judgments, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions. All of that sets up an energetic program, and those programs we touched on in our last segment. It's not safe to be who I am. It's not safe to take my power. It's not safe for me to love. So those programs that might be hardwired in us at some other life experience are unresolved in our present day. Everything unresolved, just as we said before, is brought back here for us to experience. So you really don't need to believe in a past life or a holographic life, for every single thing is present with you here today. So on the first program, it's not safe to love. Remember what we said earlier. Everything that's ever happened to us, we have to understand it emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And so we come to Earth to learn or teach some form of love. And perhaps our own experience so far in this life of love has been pretty painful. Or we've been turned off by relationships involving love. So our own experience of unconditional loving of ourselves, well, there hasn't been any.
Well, this is one of the interesting things. We wrote this book that we were talking about today about 15, 18 years ago. And so from there, we've gone on and kept looking at these things over and over again, trying to make sense to them because, you know, even though you know something, when it comes back into your face and you're reacting some way and you're being attracted in a way that is not very becoming to you, or you're reacting in a way. And so what we did in the our latest work is what would happen to you if we could release every single idea or emotional pattern or projection that you're wearing. What does that look like? So if you let go of everything, would you know who you are? And so, and what we found is most people could not let, so let's say we could do it, okay, that's hypothetical, but let's say we could help you to release everything. How many of you would be comfortable doing that? Would you know who you are? Let me ask you this. Would you need your past to define you?
In other words, would you need your past to look at so that you can say, oh, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is how I relate, this is my work, this is my identity? How many of you would be comfortable losing the identity that has created you today? That's your past.
Would you be comfortable not needing another person to define you? No, if you didn't have your past to define you, you would be more than your past. Think about that. You won't be linear anymore. You wouldn't have a future based on your past because you don't need it. You let go of it. You become more. So your future would now be different. How many people could allow that? Because wouldn't you feel nervous or scared or afraid or out of control? Think about it. Or has everything we've done, we thought we were in control and really weren't? It was just the illusion of it because it was the idea or the being familiar with something so much. And we kept it. We kept whatever the emotion, whatever was happening to us, whether it was good or bad, we kept it because we were familiar with it or we thought we could control it. So this has been a funny thing that Nancy and I have had to look at for the last year because we now went into another area and it took us in a different direction. And for each one of us, this is the first time that we ever saw normal, everyday people. Okay, not metaphysical, no ideas, no beliefs. These were just people off the street, and we were able to help them or to work with them.
They had no preconceived notion, even, of what heart and soul healing meant. They didn't know what a session was or what we could do. They just heard someone say that they felt so good that they had to come. And so we were quite overjoyed with this because for 35 years for me and for 25 years for Ken, we've been working with spiritual people or metaphysical people. Those are the individuals that understand energy or think they understand energy and would like to free themselves from certain energetic dynamics in their life. And now we've got normal people and we're helping them with their own ideas, their judgments, their thoughts, their feelings, and their emotions. The same thing we've been doing for all of these years, but in a different way. And that's what's allowed us to look at how we can help clear even greater those old patterns, old energy, old stuff that we hold on to. And you know the stuff that we hold on to? That's our feelings, our thoughts, our ideas, our judgments of ourselves and others, and all the emotions we attach to our ideas. It's very important because it's my idea. It's not important because it's your idea. That's an emotional overlay to a life experience.
So one of the things we're going to share in the next part of the show is how you can change your vibration. So many of us say, oh, our vibration will become higher. Well, actually, I think your vibration is going to become lighter. And the lighter you get, the less reactive you are. And what you want to do is not be reactive to something that you no longer need in your life or some kind of dynamics in your life. So we've been sharing with people, and we will share with you how to become more sensitive but less reactive. Why do you want to be more sensitive? Most people would say, if I said that to them, they would run screaming out and say, I don't want to be too sensitive. I'm already oversensitive. My nervous system is burned out or I'm overwhelmed. But what I want you to do is sense things.
But not feel them. In other words, when energy gets away from you, you can sense whether you're or not you want to engage with that energy. You can sense whether you're going to let that energy close to you. You don't have to bring it so close and have it in your physical body by feeling it. So you won't be a feeling, I have to feel everything that goes on in the whole world kind of person. You're going to get to be a sensing person, more sensitive. And that's the goal of clearing the old emotions, the old energy, those energetic programs that we've been talking about. The more we can let go of, it's not safe to be who I am, because we are clearing that energy from our body.
And remember, these emotional patterns can become physical patterns, and many of us are wearing them in our body. We might wear it around an organ or around some place that's been hurt before, but also we had an emotion with it, and it keeps triggering it, and we keep getting hurt, or we keep wearing this pattern. What happens when you... Okay, let me ask you this question. How much emotion can you hold within your body before your body starts to react?
Your body will begin to break down in a physical way based on the number of emotions and the amount of emotions that you're holding.
Yeah, good thing. What we don't know, and what most people, I never met anybody does, is it 10,000 or is it a million emotions? How much emotions does your liver or your kidneys or your back or your neck hold with stress and ideas before it implodes?
Those are also a reflection of everything you've experienced in the past. So the other clearing technique that we're going to share with you in the next segment of our show, so it's going to be important to stay tuned, is a clearing technique that's going to help you be present in this moment. So if you can release your past, let go of some of those ideas, old feelings, old thoughts, old emotions that you are holding on to, if you can clear those and be present in your moment, then you're not having to go back to your past to, oh, remember something that was painful. It can just be an experience. And that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier. If we can let go of some of the emotional overlay, then we can look at it without being reactive to the memory of the past.
And therefore have compassion for whatever it is instead of a reaction. And the techniques we're going to share with you are very, very simple. Matter of fact, they're so simple that they work within 3 days. And I'm going to give you another technique when we come back about changing the way you are, your center, changing energetically the way you are. And if you could do that, then you wouldn't be so reactive to other people's projections. So it's really important that you... and this information is on our website, and you can go there anytime you want to.
So what we've been talking about are the energetic programs that we've built within ourselves. Those are all our own ideas, and they become thought programs. They are deep inside our subconscious mind, and they play out in our lives today. We continue using these energetic programs to attract other people and life circumstances to keep testing us on whether or not it's okay to take my power, it's okay to be safe, it's okay to love. Because in the next segment, we're going to be helping you with those new clearing techniques that we were talking about earlier. So, we'll see you in a bit.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor, and we're talking about energetic clearing techniques or ways to help ourselves in the subconscious patterns that we're wearing. So, Nancy, did you want to, before I give these techniques, did you want to summarize any of this, or are you ready to go into it?
Well, we started off talking about why we're here on Earth, and that was to master conditions that we placed on love. When we talk about love, there again, it's an emotion. We've talked about having unconditional love for ourselves. We've talked about the subconscious patterns that play out in our subconscious mind of it's not safe to take my power, it's not safe to be who I am, it's not safe for me to love, because everything that we have had experiences with the emotional overlay of our past, has been painful or has hurt us. The energetic programs that keep playing out, we keep testing ourselves. We want to free ourselves from all of this energy, and Ken's going to explain an energetic clearing technique that will also help you be in the moment so you don't have to look back into your past. You can look at it as an experience and have a complete clearing of the emotions. So just work with this for about 3 days, and then feel free to email us. We'll give you contact information at the end of the show. Ken?
So one of the things, if I told you to change your reality, but I wanted you to believe it, what would it be? If I told you it was love, there would be parts of you that would doubt it. But what if I told you I wanted you all to become liquid? So what if you're made up of some 75, or we're made up of some 75 to 80% water? We're actually more water than solid. So that's not a lie. It's a truth to us. So we can't argue about it. It's a truth. So I want you to think of yourself as liquid. Now, I want each one of you to add a color that best represents your spirit or soul or your essence. And I don't want you to tell anybody about that because it's very sacred to you. But if you become liquid light, and think of yourself liquid light when you're taking a shower or a bath or drinking water, all the times you're thinking you're liquid light, what would happen if somebody projected onto you? Would they project it onto who you are or what they know about you or the things in your past? And would it affect you the same way if you were liquid light?
Now, a projection is someone else's idea or thought or judgment that comes to you energetically. That's what we mean by a projection.
So that really helps if you're not being reactive to people's projections, because we know we are, and we've seen it so many times. So it's very simple, liquid light. Now I've seen this, and I've had many, many people using this all over the world, and it works completely. Now, the clearing technique. Now, this is something, if I told you or I asked you, I wanted you to meditate 6 or 7 times a day, you would all laugh at me and tell me it's impossible.
We don't have time to do that. We're very busy people.
So what if you meditated when you went to the toilet? Now, think about this. What if we take 5 seconds while we're going to the toilet and we think clear as we're releasing ourselves? So that's an affirmation, but it's also a confirmation of letting go of emotions, letting go of what's happened 2 hours since the last time you went to the restroom, letting go of arguments, whatever's going on. Just imagine in your mind you're letting it go out. And then I want you to pull your energy or take back your power and pull it into your belly. Now, your belly is really important because that's our center where we have our power and control. So we're actually taking back our power. You're pulling it back in your belly. And you kind of visualize that in your mind, pulling back your power to your belly. And then I want you to love yourself. But I want you to love yourself like you love something unconditionally. And that would be a sunset or flowers.
Or a really warm bath.
It would be something that you have no condition. It feels, just the essence of it is beautiful and kind. Now, that whole thing I just talked about was 5 seconds. But think about that. You're doing it over and over and over and over and over. What does that become? It's become a state of mind. Anything you do over and over again, pretty soon you'll believe.
When you are in this space of feeling good about yourself, just remember, you're in the very present moment. Now, some of us may have to just remind ourselves, okay, just be here in this moment. I'm holding a really good feeling to myself for 5 or 10 seconds. For me in the moment, perhaps it's studying the fact that my hand is on my belly. I've taken my power back. But the good feeling and being in the moment is going to allow you to help clear past emotions, past feelings, past reactions, past thoughts, things that don't serve you. And it doesn't serve us to be sad. It doesn't serve us to be hurting. It doesn't serve us to be angry or have bitterness.
One of the things we find, and I hear all the time, people call me and they say, I still have these patterns. And I'll say, well, you haven't doing the clearing techniques. And they say, oh, yes, I am. I'm clearing when I go to the bathroom. And I say, yeah, no, are you bringing your energy field or your power back? Yes. Now, are you loving yourself? Well, I don't know how to love, or I don't know what it means, or I'm loving myself like a person I love. That's not the kind of love. I want you to love a perfect love within your own reality, something you can resonate with.
And for some of us, that's a really good feeling of when things in your life felt perfect. It's that moment when you can feel really good about yourself. And maybe it's lying on the beach in the sun and everything felt so great to you. Whatever that feeling is, that's going to help your vibration to just clear itself and become lighter. You're no longer stuck in a denser, heavier vibration of pain or hurt or sadness. That's what we mean by loving yourself. That love is going to remind you it's okay. You might learn to like yourself, and then you learn to love yourself.
And so this technique will only take 3 days before you start to see yourself being less reactive. And that's really what it's all about, is making another choice in your life.
That's what we're all about, giving you the opportunity to have choices in your life.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Thanks so much for being with us today. We invite you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, to the Way It Works radio show. Remember, everything that you've heard today can always be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. We also would love to hear from you. Email us at office@kenpage.com. And to the first 10 people who send an email letting us know that you heard us on HealthyLife.net radio, we're going to send you a free copy of the book, The Way It Works. Make sure to provide your mailing address.
This is from Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Thank you.